Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1, 2, 3, 1. Now, three prophecies by our Signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light."
Be not silent concerning the things that I have told you, the things that I have showed you, but share the wisdom and knowledge that I have given unto you to others, that they may see and know and understand, that they may comprehend the things that are going on. For many know not the things that are happening. They're unlearned. They're worse than babes. For they know not my word, nor the meat of my word. But be not fearful to share with them, but share those things that I have given unto you. Let their understanding open up, that they may see, that they may know, that they may understand.
Saith your Father God, for though man would seek to establish their own peace, understand this, saith the Lord, that it is outside the gate, and it is only temporary. For my peace has been established even from the beginning, saith the Lord. And those that have come to me have understood it. But those that have rejected me still remain without peace, and seek to establish their own. Avoid such, saith the Lord, for their pride is their own destruction, saith the Lord.
Yea, saith God, where are you, my children? Where are you, my church? Why do you hide from me as Adam and Eve did in the garden? Are you finally seeing your sin, says God? Are you finally understanding that you have followed a wrong path? Will you turn from it before it is too late? Yes, the time of the end is near, says the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is still on the throne. Amen. Welcome to this edition of Signs International Ministries, heard all over the world by shortwave radio, internet, and podcasting. You can get the code for your podcast catcher from my website, www.neaiga.org. Just find our downloads page. That's neaiga.org. Or you can use any of the forms of contact information that's found at the end of this program to ask for it, and I certainly will provide that code for you, free of charge, of course. I am still considering canceling Wednesday night's program or moving it to another night due to the lack of support. Please call 1-607-201-5663 if you want Wednesday evenings at 11 p.m. to stay on Superstation 3.185. I have not received a call from listeners for quite a while on this Wednesday night program. So give me a call, 1-607-201-5663. Let me know if you want it to be on the air. Did you know that Godfather, that's G-O-G Father, Obama, was Times Magazine's Person of the Year? My, my, my. In announcing that selection, the Time editors said Obama dominated the public sphere so completely that it defied belief to even remember that half of the people in America had never even heard of Obama 2 years ago. Seems to me that meets the biblical Antichrist criteria. I'm not saying that Godfather is the Antichrist, but he seems to be goose-stepping in line with the Antichrist issues. Now, please listen to the last of evangelist Carl Fox's message from last Monday, titled, "The Fire and God's Glory." We'll finish it up tonight. Stay tuned. The prophecy news behind the news will follow.
David took the head of the Philistines to Jerusalem. David put the giant, his armor, in his tent. He also took the sword to the house of God and placed with the priest. We got a couple more things. Hey, aren't we doing all right here?
Oh, yeah.
Raising the dead. I like this. Oh, yeah, well, we know Jesus raised the dead. Did you know that Elijah raised the dead? He not only fed the widow and the widow's son, hallelujah, But Elijah, in 1 Kings 17:22, restored the widow's son in a mighty struggle of prayer. When he stretched himself out over that child three times, he stretched himself over that child before that child revived. That means we need a persistent prayer. That means, hallelujah, like the Bible says in Matthew, we need to ask, we need to seek, and we need to knock, people. Listen, and you all know about Jesus in Luke 7:12, where Jesus raised a widow's son at the gate of the city, at the city of Nain. Also, we know that Jesus said in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. For he had raised Lazarus from the dead. He had raised three people in the scripture. There may be even more. And, oh, I like this, and I'm coming to the end here. The ascension. The ascension. Who ascended? Here you got Elijah standing there. I like this. And Jesus and Moses. Well, we know that Elijah, listen to me, Elijah was standing there at the Jordan. He opened that Jordan up, but he was standing with that prophet Elisha, and down come a chariot of fire and just went right between him and the other prophet and swept him up and took him up, but he got a ride in the whirlwind. Hallelujah. And he went up and he was taken to heaven in the whirlwind, the Bible says. I tell you that Jesus ascended, not in a whirlwind, but he ascended to heaven and was taken up in a cloud, the book of Acts says. Amen. While the disciples was looking on to heaven, two angels appeared and said, why gaze ye up into the heavens? Why look up there? You're not going to find him up there. He's went beyond further than you can see. He's with his Father at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. But this same Jesus, the promise was, the like manner that you've seen him go. Listen, church. How is he coming? And how is he coming back? The same manner that he left. He's coming back in a cloud. Hallelujah. Amen. The inflaming fire. Hallelujah. He's coming back with his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I look over and I see Jesus hanging on the cross. I see his sorrow and I see his face and the agony. Oh, when you think about it and how the Bible says that he was sweating, what? Blood. He was sweating drops of blood. And the pain in his face while he was calling out those seven sayings on the cross. And here he is, before that happens, here he's glorified. And this is the end, the way it's going to be when he sits down at the Father. This is the look, and this is the way you're going to see him. Hallelujah. The Bible says that his face is going to shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He shines. Hallelujah.
God.
You know, we sing that song, Jesus, what a wonder you are. You shine. Like what? The morning star? Jesus, what a wonder you are. Hallelujah. We used to sing that little chorus. Well, Moses standing there with Jesus. It was the day in Exodus 34 that he came down off the mount holding those tablets, holding those commandments. Watch what goes with the Word of God. Church, listen. Listen, people of this earth. Look what goes with the Ten Commandments. The glory of the Lord. For it was the glory of the Lord that was all over Moses. And when he came down and Aaron and the children of Israel saw him, they saw his face and they couldn't look upon him. And he had to put a veil over his face. But I want you to listen. Listen to me. Moses' face was shining. The presence of the Lord from Mount Sinai. He had received the Ten Commandments. The glowing that's coming off him as he stands on that mountain. That glowing is coming off of him. It's radiating. It's shining rays of glory as he comes down to Aaron and the children of Israel. He has to put a veil over his face. But I tell you, in all that you see, it's just a reflection. It's a reflection of the glory. It's a reflection of the brightness. It's a reflection of something. For I tell you, in between Moses and Elijah, that day on the Mountain of Transfiguration, it was not just a reflection of a man. For this was the glory of the man. This was the man. Hallelujah. This isn't by mirrors, but this is Jesus Christ. And I tell you, as I look and I sought some commentary, but I tell you, as the cloud, listen to me, I'm going to preach this in the future someplace. I know I am. But as the cloud come down, that they saw the cloud that came out of heaven, the cloud that even came down over the tabernacle in the Old Testament. A pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. That cloud had wrapped the glory of the Lord. But I tell you, listen to me. Over in the New Testament, there at the mountain of Transfiguration, and I use the scripture from Isaiah 61, when Jesus stood there glorified, I tell you what you saw like a cloud. It was His robe of righteousness that had wrapped His glory, because it wasn't just a man standing there. It was God Almighty, and no one could look upon Him. And He had to be veiled by the cloud, hallelujah. Veiled by the robe, hallelujah. And the cloud did come down. And the Father was in the cloud and spoke out of that cloud, as I remember. And Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. After He told the disciples, He said, "This is My beloved Son." Oh yes, and He was so pleased. But He said, "Hear ye Him." Oh, it is time for us not only to look upon Him, but to hear Him. Listen, He is the light and the life to the world. The Bible says that. I am the light of the world and the light of life to all men. John 1:4 in closing. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. When we looked upon Him there on the mountain of Transfiguration, surrounded by the lookalikes, surrounded by men of God who had walked and reflected the glory. Men who had spoke, and the fire of His glory had come out of heaven. The fire of His glory. And I believe even one of them may be one of the two witnesses in the New Testament up in the book of Revelation, when fire will actually come out of their mouths. Hallelujah. Oh, church today, not physical fire, but God has given us the Word to speak that fire will come out. The fire of the Word will come out. Hallelujah. Oh, church, don't come and bow before the throne. Bow before the footstool. Because where His feet will walk, where His feet will land one day, He will rule. He will have authority and dominion over the whole world, I tell you. And not only that, but He's the Lamb of God. And I'm closing, I know, but He's the Lamb of God. And He's the Lamb that has taken away the sin of the world. He's also the Lamb in Revelation 22. He's the Lamb. Instead of the temple, they're going to have a Lamb. They're going to come to the Lamb. He's going to be the temple of God. Hallelujah. You're not going to need any sunshine or the moon out, people, for light. Hallelujah. He's going to light the city of God one day. Glory. For the Lamb shall light the city. How do you like that? You crucified a Lamb? Yes, they crucified a Lamb. Yes, but the Lamb will light the city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lamb is not only risen, but He will light the city. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus, light this world today. In Jesus' name. Now, anyone out there in radio land today that doesn't understand what I was preaching, I was preaching Jesus this morning. And I want you to listen to me right now. If you're without Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you do not know Him as your God, or if you know you are walking in other religious ways, remember, I tell you today that He is the only way. He is the only truth. He's the only light today. And so receive Him with me as I pray. Right now, receive Him as I pray. Say, "Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, cleanse my sin. Renew a right spirit. Restore life in me, the life of Jesus Christ. And bring about a cleansing and a washing within, and a loving and a caring for the world that's lost and dying without Him. That I may go and proclaim Jesus Christ to my people, wherever you are, friend. Go and tell. Tell the old story that Jesus Christ is Lord." Hallelujah.
If you really enjoyed that message by Brother Fox, and you would like a free download of the complete message, just go to my website. Remember that? NEAIGA.org. I will send you a CD if you will use the contact information at the end of the program. But please consider the best offering you can to cover the cost. Or, again, you can get it free at www.neaigaorg. aiga.org/downloads.htm. That will take you right to that page. All one word now. Don't leave any spaces. Look for download number 13, number 13. Now the prophecy news behind the news. UN is told that Earth needs an asteroid shield. Scientists call for $68 million a year to detect danger and more for spacecraft to defend against it. A group of the world's leading scientists urged the United Nations to establish an international network to search the skies for asteroids on a collision course with Earth. The Space Guard system would also be responsible for deploying spacecraft that could destroy or deflect incoming objects. The group said the UN needed to act as a matter of urgency. Although an asteroid collision with a planet is a relatively remote risk, the consequences of a strike would be devastating. Micah chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Woe to them that devise iniquity, or work evil in their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is the power of their hand. For this time is evil. Continuing. A word of warning about Lifeway Christian bookstores. The Lifeway bookstores are filled to the brim with psychology, self-help, self-esteem, romance novels, ecumenical and charismatic literature, undependable Bible versions, and all sorts of Christian rock music. They have many titles by apostate emerging church authors. They refuse to stock many of what I will call the truth works because they are controversial. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And for this reason, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. What? A lie. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Definition of delusion: an erroneous belief that is held in the face of the evidence to the contrary. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Watchman comment: if you are listening to this program, and if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, you will not have that erroneous belief. You will believe the truth, not a lie. Continuing. Beware of profane doctrines, Bibles, and music. My. An example. Suppose I'm having a dinner party at my home. I go to the local plumbing store, and I buy a brand new commode, which is really a toilet. Never been used. I scrub it, disinfect it, and then fill it with punch for my guests. Yuck! I doubt that there would be much enthusiasm to drink that punch. The problem is, one does not expect to find good punch in a toilet, or any kind of good drink for that matter. My. Neither can one divorce music from its origins, or Bibles that omit God, among other errors, nor man-made doctrines. Get the point? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Watchman comment? Boy, all I can say is amen. Continuing. An Australian MP has raised eyebrows by claiming the global financial crisis is an act of God. James Biggood appears in a DVD arguing that God is punishing the world with recession, rising unemployment, and economic instability. In the undated speech reported by an Australian newspaper, he says that Christian marches in London caused the October 1987 stock market crash. When Christians pray, he says, God does things. In 1987, there was another march for Jesus. That took place in April. And guess what happened in October 1987? The stock market crashed. All property values lost one-third of their value, and over 1 million people lost their homes. Mr. Biggood, a Labor MP from the state of Queensland in Australia, went on to say, bless you, Mr. Biggood, went on to say, God has played a role in the current economic turndown. I believe what is happening today is as much to do with God in economics, bringing judgment. I believe there is God's justice in action in what is going on here. We haven't seen the end of it. Mr. Biggood then warned the world was ending. My, my, my. I didn't know there was an Australian that had that in him. Bless you, Mr. Biggood. I used to have an Australian who sent in a offering regularly, but I haven't heard from him in quite some time. The last time he sent me an Australian $20 bill. I couldn't cash that thing. So if you're listening in Australia and you'd like to support this program, please send American money if you can. He used to do that, but the last one was a $20 Australian bill. God bless you. I've been commenting, but here's my comments again. Watchman comment. I guess Mr. Biggood is either listening to the voice of God directly or through the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson on the Signs of the Times programming. 2 Peter chapter 3, 10 through 14. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Also, Revelation 6:9, and men were scorched with heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, that they repent not to give him glory. The last day signs, they sure are here. Continuing, New Gay Bible says heterosexuality is a sin. My, my, my. Author Filmmaker says, and I quote, there are many different versions. I don't see why we homosexuals, now I added that, can't have one, unquote. That same filmmaker also recently released an independent project about a formula that turns all heterosexuals into gays. The project called Horror in the Wind, in which an airborne substance reverses the world's sexual orientation. My, 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 Watchman comment. This is a fantasy homosex land, and God abhors it. It's an abomination to him. Continuing. His perverted new homosex Bible perverts the gospel beyond most other New Age translations. And I quote from Michael's apostate version, which in Genesis talks about Ida and Eve. Quote, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Ida, and she slept. And he took one of her ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord hath taken from woman made he another woman. And he brought her unto the first. And Ida said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of me. Therefore shall a woman leave her mother, my, 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 and shall cleave unto her wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the woman and her wife, oh good Lord, were not ashamed. The new version can, Watchman comments, I gotta stop right here. This is the most apostate thing, the most slap in the face Bible I have ever seen or heard of in my life. The new version continues. Quote, and Eve conceived and bore Cain and said, we have created a child in God's image. How did they do that? Watchman comment, how in heaven's name did they do that? You're dreaming, you homosexuals. Two women can't conceive. Again. And God said the male was different than the woman because the male was fathered by the serpent. And Eve again conceived with the serpent and bore Cain's brother Abel. Watchman comment. There, that should prove to you that even these homosexuals' abominable lies know they're lying about a woman being able to conceive with a woman. They had to add that the serpent did the insemination. My, my, my. What this apostate Bible is saying is that Eve had sex with a serpent. My, oh my, what a perverted world we live in today. Are you shocked? If not, you ought to be. Do you know the Bible predicts this in the last days? My, my, my. How many times has the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, told you it was a last day sign? Luke chapter 17, verses 29 and 30. But the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. I am still evaluating the program days and times in case I need to cancel a program at the end of January, especially Wednesday night's program on WWRB at 11 p.m. I may cancel that program completely or move it to another night, day and time. There is still someone out there who God has touched to send a large offering so that I can add programming, not cancel. Are you listening tonight? If you are, and you're led of the Spirit of the Lord, please write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated just N-Y, 13797, USA. When you call in a radio check, that also helps me greatly. Please call 1-607-201-5663. Please tell me just your state and how well you can hear the program. That is really all I need to know. Please do not forget to tell me your state so I know what part of the country this program is reaching. Here is a radio check that was called in. Please listen. And thank you when you call. It took Brother David from Pennsylvania only 7 seconds to give that complete radio check. Won't you give me a call? It won't cost you that much for only a few seconds on your telephone. Thank you. 1-607-201-5663. Now, if you feel led of the Spirit of the Lord to send a love gift, this is where you write. S-I-G-N-S, that's Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated just N-Y, 13797, USA. Tune in every Monday night and Wednesday, at least for now, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time to 3.185 Superstation WWRB. Call in that radio check, 1-607-201-5663. And don't forget that state. I need to know how well you're hearing the program and how far it goes. Thanks again. I am blessed to have listeners like you. My, how time flies when good friends are having good fellowship. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Psalms chapter 10, verse 17. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their hearts. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Maranatha, my friends, all the signs ministers do send you their love. Maranatha, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.